of thanks. I try to remember that I may not have that gift yet. Or I may have it and not know it's a gift. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a bunch of unopened mail in our lives. There's a bunch of boxes in a closet somewhere, and we really haven't opened them all yet. So we've received things that we don't yet know are a bomb or a gift. And so I'd say go in there, open your mail, see what you got, because it's time to celebrate those gifts. It's the day to give thanks. We're going to give it for whatever reason, not other people's made-up values or anything, but our own. So it doesn't hurt us. An attitude of gratitude feels good. So I'll give you no other reason to do it, not because you should or the universe wants you to, but because gratitude is related to seeing beauty and to seeing the wabi, the brokenness, and appreciating the imperfection. Time, what time does to us. I'm loving it. I'm loving my aging self. So I'm getting that now. You go, wow, I'm broke. I'm just now breaking this thing in. And it feels kind of good. I was a little precious about it. And I see so many people, so many young people, going to that gym and paralyzed what they think is perfection. And they don't yet understand beauty. And they're using some maybe a robot's idea of what beauty is. Robots are imposing their idea of what beauty is. That's why you're going to the gym looking like that all the time. Good Lord. That is literally unnecessary. You know? Oh my gosh. The problem isn't you. The problem is our beauty detectors are all messed up. They've been hijacked by those who want to use all the that steal everything we have and sell it back to us. And one of them is your idea of what gratitude is, of beauty. Take them back. Take them back. It's about you. Not in a selfish way. When I say it's about you, think about this. I'm talking to lots of people. So it isn't some selfish thing. I'm saying all of you be selfish or something. That's not it at all. You know. I think I'm talking to the Eunice of all of us. I'm talking to Eunice. Eunice is going, what? I just heard my name. I'm talking to you, Eunice. From what, Mama's family or something. Is that a name? Now that I've seen it. Eunice. You know, I always think that, I don't know why penis isn't a country name. It sounds like it should be. Cletus is and stuff like that. It's just, if you were going through the, I've learned a lot of this by just doing the name game, because that encourages you to substitute the consonants in your name with other consonants, and then you can get wonderful variations. Isn't that what we're all about? These variations on a theme. I love you. All your different ways to serve turkey. Some of you are turkey tetrazzini. Hey! I don't know, man. Other views are turkey something else. And some of you are jive turkeys. And I feel like I am in so many ways. One of them goofy birds, kind of where my gut's bigger than my brain, for one. I've got little beady little eyes. I've got nice feathers. I'll give you that. Turkey feathers are underrated. They're cool looking feathers. And that's all I'm going to say. I had an acquaintance who was a turkey hunter. And he would take people out turkey hunting. And he was a large, mythical man of Native American extraction. And he gave me two turkey wings. Not like turkey legs, not like, medieval times. The feathers, just all the feathers on them. And I still have them. I thought, these are gorgeous. I don't know if this is right or wrong or what I'm going to do with them, but I'm keeping the turkey feathers, and maybe I'll, you know, make a really elegant feather vest. I don't even know what you do with them. I really don't know. They're just hanging on my wall, and full of mites, maybe. So there you go. And I want you to be a turkey like Hardy's a turkey. Big, goofy turkey. Don't worry about it. I love you. You love you. That makes all of us. So we're, oh my goodness, Thanksgiving. I can't believe we're at the end of the show, but we're not at the end of Thanksgiving. I want you to enjoy yourself. If pie is a part of your life, get into it. I love pie. I love pies. I love making pies. I love serving them. I love eating them. I could just eat pies because the filling is infinite. And pie crust, just, you know, that's what you do with butter. So I hope that you are enjoying all those wonderful things. You are listening today to Miracle Nutrition on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, online, WFMU.org, worldwide. Did I say New York City and Rockland County? I think I did. I often, that is the, that station ID stuff, that is the Lord's Prayer. That is the Shema of radio broadcasting. You go, if I can't think about it, I just have to say it. You know, it's the Ve'ahavta. Think of that. Try to say the Ve'ahavta while you're thinking about it, or slow down, or what I say. What's the eighth word, or something like that? What are you talking about? The Lord's Prayer. Or what's some? I don't know. I'm trying to list all the religions here. The Heart Sutra. You can't try to think about that as you recite it. Oh, I love you so much. I'm so glad. I'm blessed. Hardy is glad that he has been with you today, and I want to wish you a blessed week. And I will see you again next week. And I'm just doing this because I like to get to that. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Mahogany with Bailey, except without Bailey. It's with Dave the Spaz tonight. That was Thelonious Monk with Epistrophe. This is Bo Diddley.
Thank you. drop that bomb on me. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Don't let him drop it, don't let him drop it. Stop it, bebop it. Jesus.
We'll be right back. give me such funny feeling in my brain. I'm so possessed by your love. Sometimes I don't even know my name. When we kiss, you know you make me hot. I break out sometimes in little bitty green spots.
Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother.
Simply cause we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
couldn't come. His hair was slick and shiny, James Brown. His hair was slick and shiny, James Brown. Now he sports his afro. He thinking black, oh Lord, I'm proud. Now he's the king of soul. Can't stand it. A good girl. Born in Augusta, Georgia.
Man, I can love you when you say, baby, please don't go. I don't need you, baby, because I want some more. I said, love me, baby, love me like I never, never, never did before. Kiss me, squeeze me, huh? Make me want some more, because you know that I need you. Ah! You know that I need you. You know that I need you. You know that I said I need you. Can you make it steady? Can you make it play in a band? Can you make it funky? Can you? Yeah! Come on down. Ah, get it, band. Come on, do it. Baby, please don't go. I can't stand it when you catch my heart. I can't stand it because I need a brand new start. I said my body's bone, my temperature's going up. Got to. Baby. Woman. I said, woman, you a good thing. I said, woman, but you a good thing. A woman, you a good thing. Woman, you a good thing. Woman, you a good thing. Woman. Ah! Tell me that you love me so, come on, did it. Tell me that you know you want the loving. Tell me, can you want me, don't you, you love me? I make it funny cause you love me, does it? Baby, can you make it funky now? Do it like you wanna do it. Do it like you wanna do it when you need it. Tell me, do you want it? You said you just need it. Tell me, do you want it now? Tell me, do you need it now? Tell me. Tell me. Tell me, do you want to see me? I need.
Russia, Roman Kirk, I command you to go to sleep and dream.
I'm gonna dream about. I didn't dream all I can dream in life. I'm trying to wake up and live and make some money off the dreams that people been making off my dreams. You know, people been there doing everything I dream about.
But your electricity, no good. You know I ain't gonna go for nothing like that. I'll pull the plug out of you, then what's gonna be happening? Ain't nothing gonna be happening.
We are the ones that been waking up the world. You don't want me to go to sleep, pull the plug out of you, and you'd be dead.
I got a computer at home that's mean that was invented back in 1930-something. You know, the piano roll, you scared of that computer.
You're tuned to 91.1 FM, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. I'm Dave the Spaz. I've been filling in for Mahogany with Bailey. Stay tuned for Sinner's Crossroads.
But I I've got time. I haven't got time. But you know that I'm, yes, I am. Because I haven't got time. I haven't got time. But you know that I'm, yes, I am.
Tree right in the midst of the garden. Leave it alone. Yes, sir, Lord. Yes, sir. Adam was obedient to God. Let's tell the truth. He was obedient according to the Bible. But then Satan tempted Eve, and Eve come to Adam and said, Adam, honey, oh, baby, you ought to taste this fruit here. He almost bit her finger off.